Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
One of the great Irish pieces of music. Tom Chorsky, are you Irish? I don't know what Chorsky is.
Well, Chorsky's Polish, but my mom is a Mary Moore Tierney's, which is 100% Irish, so I'm half Irish.
So you got some green on today, huh?
Yeah, I had a green tie on earlier. I had to go to a service, and I actually drank a green beer, too. But
I would expect nothing less, Tom.
Just one.
Just one. Yep, absolutely. Of course, the traditional
just for the festivities.
The parade over in St. Paul, as they do each and every year. Tom, I can't get my arms around. You know, part of it is that I'm not a hockey aficionado. But the big question is, you know, are the Wild a really good team or not? Are they on the verge of being a good team again? Are they what? You know, and last night obviously they play a pretty good game and it gets chippy and Kaprizov gets the goals, Talbot does his thing, and you go, see, that's not so hard. But it sure has been hard for them the last month. What do you see when you see this team? Because now we're talking about, we'll take them one step at a time, but trade deadline and playoffs is what's on the menu. What do you see?
Yeah, it's true. I mean, I think when the wheels really came off the bus there and everything was not working, goaltending and offense, and you know they just couldn't get anything going. And you know, hindsight's going to be 20/20 in this deal. And they last night they looked like they were kind of back, looking like themselves, getting gritty. You know, some gritty play out of that Erickson Ek line, and Jordan Greenway has really matured and looks like a man. You know, a man out there now. And as you mentioned, Kaprizov scoring a couple goals, that always looks and feels good. That gets the crowd on their feet. So, and Talbot did a good job. He seems like he might be settling back in. So, you know, they seem like on the verge of maybe getting back to what they were. I think they are good. I mean, you look at some of the numbers and some of the offense, you know, there's some good offense that Zuccarello's, you know, making great plays and he's got great chemistry. And Fiala, when he's going well, you know, he's as good as anyone offensively. Defensively, I guess I feel like maybe Bill Guerin needs to bring in a defenseman. I don't know if that's 100% fair to say, but if I'm guessing, you know, maybe shore up that decor a little bit.
But yeah, and obviously, as I mentioned, I'm a novice, but I'm saying they gave up a lot of goals. Where does goalie sit in this? Are you, to me, it seems like if you want to play this with two goalies, et cetera, you can, but you're going to be nervous every game. That's the way it feels to me. Tell me about the body of work of both of them.
Yeah, I think, you know, I mean, the body of work overall has been pretty good. I mean, although when they both went kind of on the skids at the same time, which wasn't good. I think what you're going to want to see or hope to see at this point, though, is Cam Talbot really take over the crease down the stretch here a little bit. He's still going to need a break here and there, but you know, you to feel real confident and get this team really cooking, you know, the way they need to be against some of the playoff teams they're going to run into in their conferences. You know, he's going to have to be really solid here as they go and the majority of the time. I just don't think we can see him have any soft games. And but again, it's the whole team. I think the whole team was a little bit off at the same time, and now they maybe come back together at the same time.
You know, you hear the Fleury's name bannered out there, and you know, I think about Dubnyk got hot the 1 year, took him to the playoffs. Fleury got hot, shut him down a couple years ago. Fleury's got the connection with Bill Guerin, obviously, and I know that makes it an obvious reach, but it's something at least worth looking at. Do you not have to give great consideration that if you find the right goalie, he may just get hot, and you don't need him to get hot for a season. You need him to get hot for a couple months.
Well, that's certainly true, and it's tempting to think about a goalie, you know, like Fleury, who has so much experience and isn't going to get, you know, rattled at all by the size of the game. And, you know, there's going to be some pressure come playoff time on this Minnesota team, you know, with the success that they've had, and they've made some moves, and now we've got, you know, Kirill Kaprizov, and Bill Guerin has made, you know, made changes, and everyone's pretty excited. But now when we get to that playoff time, there is expectations, I think, are raised and heightened, and the hopes are always there. But there's going to be a little bit of, I guess, just expectations from the fan base and, you know, maybe even the media that, hey, is this team going to do something finally? And that in itself is going to put pressure on the team. So I think it's really going to be on, and Bill Guerin will have his finger on the pulse of these guys. If he feels comfortable that he's got the, you know, he's got the goalie that can handle the spotlight when the playoffs rolls around, and he's got the guys. I mean, I think we've got the guys up front for the most part with the, when they're all going with the right combination of grit and skill and speed and tenacity and what have you. So that seems pretty good when they're all going. I think the question mark for me is, can the defensemen all defend well and make it through a long run in the playoffs and goaltending? And do we have that? Can Cam Talbot be the guy to carry this team, you know, through the playoffs?
Tom Chorsky, our guest on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Tom, that being said, I look at the West and you say, okay, Calgary's found something here. Colorado is what they are. St. Louis has been pretty good. You know, you get Vegas, Dallas, some of those teams in there. It doesn't look like, you know, at one point in time, you could point a pretty clear path and go, hey, they'll get to the final. Not anymore. Now you're going, boy, this first round could be tough if they're not careful.
Yeah, there's some heat coming up behind them. I think, you know, they, for a bit there, they had dropped into the wild card spot because the West is tough. You know, the Avalanche running away with it is as strong as they have been. And, you know, teams like Calgary, right? There's something there. They gave the Wild a lot of grief, but that's when the Wild wasn't, I don't think, playing great. But Calgary does, I think, under their new coach there, Sutter, he's got them playing really hard. They're a gritty team, and they've put together, you know, kind of that similar grit and skill and tenacity and pace. So they are definitely tough. You know, there's still 20 games here. So I think there's a lot to be said that I don't think there'll be a big pull away from the pack. You know, there's so much parity around the league, but the Wild team just has to get to their identity. You know, I heard that mentioned too, and start playing, you know, the way Billy Guerin has built this team and what he expects each line and each player to bring to the table. And once if they can get into that groove, which we've seen, then they're good. And I think, you know, playing in the playoffs, it's going to be tight no matter what. So there's not going to be all kinds of cushion. And even when you have a cushion, you know, you can't rely on that when the playoffs come around, because all of a sudden there's zeros across the board, and anyone can kind of pull an upset in the first round. So the Western Conference being what it is, it's just competitive and hard. And I just think it's just going to be hard from here on out. Playoff hockey is so demanding and physical and fast. And you know, I think they're going to get a taste of that here down the stretch, just because it is so competitive.
Yeah. And it's just that they have to make a decision by Monday as to whether or not they want to change the roster. That makes it, you know, makes sports fascinating, but makes Bill Guerin lose sleep at night. And then that's the way it's set up to be. Two other hockey questions before I let you go. Your Golden Gophers have rallied. They have a nice season. They get Michigan for the Big Ten title this weekend. How good is this Gopher team?
Well, they're pretty good too. They're deep. I think with their, you know, with their skill level and talent that they've brought in, they've been able to kind of ride through some injuries. You know, they had disruption there when goalie LaFontaine left, but they were able to kind of impact that. I'm hearing that it's a standing room only crowd at Mariucci for Saturday night. I'll be in attendance for that. That'll be kind of fun and exciting to see that building full again. And if the Gophers can pull off the Big Ten championship, you know, they've received some accolades. Coach Motzko, Coach of the Year, which congratulations to him. And hats off to Justin Close, the goalie that came in and everyone was woe is me about LaFontaine leaving, and this kid has just done everything everything that the Gophers have need him to do, and he was ready to step in, and he's really kind of backstopped this team to that championship, as you mentioned. So a lot of talent there, a lot of leadership. Ben Myers is you know going to be an NHL player as an undrafted, you know, unrestricted free agent guy, which is pretty cool. I just think they have the right mix of youth skill and veteran leadership grit. So they could go deep in the playoffs, and fingers crossed, hopefully they do. That'd be fun.
You had a chance to work the high school hockey tournament some, but your team Minneapolis got in there as a conference, not, you know, obviously not individual teams like when you were there. That gave that nice little shot to the city of Minneapolis, didn't it?
Yeah, it did. You know, they showed up big numbers in the crowd on Wednesday night there for the quarterfinals against Alexandria. I don't think they brought the game that they were hoping to bring. I watched them play in the section finals at St. Louis Park against Delano, who was a really good team. And that night they were flying. They looked, you know, they looked like a middle of the pack double A team, frankly. Yep. That whole game, Delano looked really good that night too. But I just didn't feel like they had their best game on that quarterfinal game. But the crowd was there. They felt like it was maybe the largest single A crowd that had ever come to a state tournament, and very well maybe because it was the entire, you know, city conference of Minneapolis. Yeah. So kids came from every public school or most of them, or you know, some came from all or whatever. But yeah, you know, Joe Dietzick was named single A coach of the year. Congratulations to him for that. But yeah, shed some light on Minneapolis hockey. They finally had enough kids stick around and didn't jump ship to, you know, Benilde or Blake or Breck and or move out after Bantams to the suburbs and play for a bigger program. And those kids hung in there and stuck together, and they got to the state tournament. And then for people that don't know, they lost that first game, but they went on and won the next two, so they won the consolation. Pretty successful season for Minneapolis high school hockey.
Last question, that state championship came in double A, Andover Maple Grove. Where does that, there've been a lot of good ones. That's right up there, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, if you listen to Lou Nanny, who's been doing it for 77 years or whatever,
yeah.
You know, he was fascinated and blown away. And, for a game that went 6-5, double overtime, you know, it was just an exchange of goals back and forth and back and forth. It was speed. It was, you know, it wasn't bad goaltending either. It was just both teams just found a way to keep scoring and the other team would answer. And I think I was at home for that one, but, my wife and I were just marveling at the intensity and how much fun the high school hockey game is. And Lou Nanny was saying, can't remember a game quite this good. So, another great hockey season in the books at the high school level for Minnesota hockey, and kind of a sold out stadium, and
yeah.
You know, it really shows well for the high school program. But someone unfortunately, you know, had to lose that game, and on that night, Andover got the winning goal. So. Congratulations.
How big is that guy that does play-by-play with Louis? Or is Louis shrinking? He looks quite small.
He's a pretty big dude.
Okay.
He does
a good job, by the way.
He does do a good job. Yeah. And
Mr. Erickson.
I think it's a great production. Pat O'Connor does a great job with the high school hockey. He's the guy you don't see down in the truck, and he kind of lines things up and gets the right people in the right spots and does the camera work. So, it's a great show. That is a big guy. He calls the games at St. Cloud State. So I was up there and he interviewed me for a game recently. Lou, you know, fascinating to think that he's still doing it after all these years, and maybe just has to stand up a little straighter.
I see your man, Mr. Christensen, by the way, all the time. I didn't know you guys were friends. He's a bodybuilder, for crying out loud.
Well, he has at times. He's not quite in that, shape right now, but he's still bigger and
not far off.
No, not too far off. He's at the gym every morning, so
that's where I see him. Yeah, we have daughters in the same class, but yeah, I didn't realize that you guys were connected.
Well, he's a Roosevelt guy, and we played hockey against each other in high school, and now we've become buddies. So
that's cool. Hey, Tom, thank you so much. We'll do it again. We got a lot more ground that we didn't cover today, but we'll do that again soon. Thank you so much, as always, for giving us some time tonight.
Yeah, well, if the Gophers in the Wild keep going, we'll talk again.
We'll keep talking for sure. Tom Chorsky, nice enough to join us on News Talk 830 WCCO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.